On behalf of the McNair family and the Houston Texans organization, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. I'm honored to welcome home Andre Johnson. We're happy to have you back here at NRG Stadium, right where you belong. I believe everyone in this room knows how much of an impact Andre Johnson has made on the football field over the course of his career. Throughout his 12 seasons with the Texans, Andre broke records at the wide receiver position that are still unmatched today. Fortunately for my family and the entire organization, we know Andre not only as an incredible football player, but also as an unbelievable person. His unwavering commitment to the community makes him the epitome of the type of player we strive for. Andre, thank you. Thank you for all you've done and continue to do for the Houston Texans and for the city of Houston. You will forever hold a special place in the Texans family. If everyone could now turn their attention to the TV screens, we're going to take a look back at Andre's unforgettable career. Congratulations and welcome home.
Throws it left side, caught by Johnson on the slant, breaks the tackle at the 30, the 25, 20, the 10, 5, and he's in the end zone. Andre Johnson, the Texans, they do it. They take the lead over the Chiefs.
Goes over the top, Johnson with the catch. Touchdown, Texans. Spectacular catch by Andre Johnson.
Long gamble inside by Watts Johnson, and it's caught by Andre at the 25-yard line in double coverage. Andre Johnson, touchdown, he's in.
Andre Johnson, touchdown. Oh, what an individual effort by the Pro Bowler.
Ring it up. Touchdown, Texan. An amazing grab by Andre Johnson.
The catch for a Texans touchdown. Andre Johnson plucks it out of the air, and the Texans will tie this game.
Go ahead and get it. You're the best wide receiver in the league.
10-5, rock and roll. Too easy. Deep downfield, watch Andre Johnson. Welcome to the playoffs. 40 yards. Rock and roll. The Texans win it. Andre Johnson.
Greatness. Greatness is often measured by moments of significance, big moments. Athletes that strive and produce in those moments of huge importance are often labeled as great. That was a great play he made. What a great game he played. He was a great player. What a great career that guy had. Andre Johnson was a great football player. Yeah, we could point to the stats, and I have them all here. I mean, and they're impressive when you look at them. You know, the franchise's all-time leader in receptions and receiving yards, over 13,000 receiving yards, 13,597. Career receiving touchdowns, yeah, he's got 51 100-yard games. Numerous individual game records. That's a fine for somebody down there. Numerous records, on the football field. I could point to his activity in the community in the Andre Johnson Foundation that he founded back in 2003 and the over $400,000 of funds that he's raised in the community or the Playbook for Success program that he started. There are all kinds of things that I could tell you that would define greatness, but his greatness in the context of what I'm describing goes beyond his stats. It goes beyond those memorable moments that we just saw on the video. And I've got my own. We all have our own, right? I've got two that come to mind. I got the first of which is back in 2008, and we're 0-4, and it's the fourth quarter, and it's fourth down. And it's what everybody in the stadium knows to be an interception, that you just took the ball away from the defender against the Miami Dolphins and totally changed our season, saved our season. I think about that moment for me. I think about a moment that's a little bit more personal a couple years later as I grew up in Virginia, and we didn't have a pro football team, so the closest thing was a team in D.C. And so we go to play that game, and it's overtime, and we win that game. And I still got a picture on my wall in my office of you when you caught that touchdown, and the safety has his helmet in his hands because he just couldn't believe it. Great moments for sure, and I'm sure you have yours. But it's not the moments or your moments that define why this man is who he is to this organization and to this city. I read a quote in my meditative reading yesterday, and it said, greatness isn't for the chosen few. Greatness is for the few that choose. Andre Johnson chose to be great. He chose to show up every day and work the way he did. He chose to work the way in every meeting, every practice. He chose to lead. He chose to follow. He chose to represent this organization, this city, his family, and himself in a way that every other player who wears our uniform will be measured by. I had the chance to be around a couple of wide receivers at the end of their careers or toward the end of their careers, Hall of Fame wide receivers. Two of them are in the Hall of Fame now, Jerry Rice and Andre Reed. And those two men, I watched them work. I watched them come in the building every day. I watched them go to meetings. I watched them on the practice field. I watched them mentor young players, just like I watched this guy do the same type of thing. I don't have a vote, John, but in 5 years, I would vote yes. I would vote yes. Congratulations on a great career, man. And right now we are happily going to sign Andre to a contract that Mr. McGuire and I have successfully negotiated. And contrary to what has been said, this is an actual NFL player contract for the 2017 season. You asked about the money earlier. There is the money. Okay. And there's your pen. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Join me in congratulating. Great to hear.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. You know, I wasn't expecting this to be this big. But there's so many people I can thank, you know, throughout my career. I've been playing this game of football since I was 6 years old. So many people have affected me throughout, you know, my journey throughout this game. And I'm very thankful to them for that. I can go back to little league coaches, you know, elementary teachers, high school coaches, and you know, so many people along the way that have helped me. When I was drafted here in 2003, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, I was coming to a new city. You know, I had been in Miami my whole life. Just didn't really know what to expect. All I knew was that I was coming here to play football. And the city of Houston embraced me. They embraced me like no other. You know, they welcomed me with open arms, and I'm very thankful for that. I'd like to thank the McNair family for drafting me in 2003. What you guys have done for me and my family has completely changed our lives. So I'm very thankful to you guys for that.
Thank you.
I hope that I pleased you guys with the way I played the game. Also like to thank my mom. everything. Oh. Excuse me. Everything that I did on that field was because of you. A lot of people don't know, but I played. I played the game of football. I played the game very angry. And the reason I played that way was just because of where I grew up. I just never wanted to go back to living that lifestyle again. So seeing the sacrifices you made, I remember you falling asleep coming to pick me up from night school. It was just tough times that we experienced as a family that I never wanted to experience again. So I'm very thankful to you for that. To my Uncle Andre, you pretty much played the father figure for me. Ever since I was a little kid, I really had no male figure to go to. And you've been there with me every step of the way. I thank you for your advice. I thank you for your love. Even at times when I felt like I had nobody to talk to, I could always come to you. So I'm very thankful to you for that, and I love you. Now that I got that out of the way. I didn't think I'd be up here crying, but I know it's just a feeling you get, you know, just being up here. And know you're closing a chapter, something that you've done for a long time. But when I was drafted here, I didn't really know what to expect. Coming to a new franchise, you know, I remember the commercials with David Carr having no line. you know, I was just like, man, like, you know, what is this that I'm walking into? But when I got here, you know, I just came and, you know, I took the challenge. You know, I always like to be the underdog. And I took the challenge and I just wanted to do everything I could to put this organization on the map. The only regret I have is not helping this organization win a world championship. But other than that, I just tried to give the organization everything I could, you know, whether it was playing injured. You know, you were going to have to drag me off the field in order for me not to play. I remember having a lung contusion and sneaking back out on the field when they tried to still take my helmet away from me. But it was that important to me. You know, it was that important for me to help put this organization where I wanted it to be. And it meant that much to me. To my teammates, you know, I love you guys. I would give anything to go back on the field with you guys, to go back to battle with you guys. Those were some of the best. Those were memories I'll never forget. You know, just the good times and the bad times. You know, battling in games, times when we were out, people counted us out and we proved everybody wrong. Winning our first playoff game against Cincinnati, it took us a little while, but we finally got it done. You know, and just competing, competing against J. Joe and Kareem and all the other guys. You guys made me better. I look forward to going against you guys every day. JJ running me down, punching the ball out. you know, just competing every day. It was so much fun, and those things that you experience over your career, those are the things you never get. You know, you can't get those things back. You know, this game is so special because you have guys that come from different backgrounds, different places, that all come together for one common goal. And that's why I always say football is the greatest sport, because you have to have all 11 guys on the same page. You know, you just can't have one guy in basketball go out and score 80 points, or a guy in baseball can hit 4 or 5 home runs. You know, you have to have all 11 guys on the same page. So I'm very thankful to you guys just for your hard work, your dedication, and, you know, just helping me to help this organization get to where it wants to be. But I'm going to challenge you guys, because I couldn't help this organization get the world championship. So I want you guys to help me get me a ring. So I'm going to be rooting for you guys. You know, I get to be a fan now. Even when I left here, when I was with the Colts and the Titans, you know, my heart never left this place. I could never imagine myself wearing a Colts or a Titan uniform, but, you know, it happened. That's the nature of this business. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, like I said, it's the nature of the business. It happened, and, you know, we move on from it. But, you know, to be back here today is very special. It's a great feeling. Driving in this morning, I had so many things running through my mind. I really couldn't even sleep last night. It's kind of tossing and turning a little bit, just thinking about the memories of just being here, of games and things that have happened, and, you know, spending time with your teammates and things like that. Those are the things, like I say, you don't get back. You know, that's the big adjustment now, you know, for me with my retirement. I also like to thank the guys that don't get much recognition. Mike Parsons, the equipment guys, Jeff Kaplan, Roland, the trainers. You know, those are the guys who helped me day in and day out to make sure my body was prepared, that I can go out and compete at a high level. So I'd like to thank you guys also. I also like to say thank you to the fans. The love that I've been getting has been amazing. I've came home and I've retired, and I know that's what you guys have wanted. So it's finally done, and I'm very excited about it. I'll still be here in the city of Houston. You know, my teammates, I'm here. Any phone calls, anything you guys need, you know, I'm here for you. Don't call me about no money. But anything you guys need, man, I'm here for you. I'm an open book. And, you know, like I said, man, I'm going to be rooting for you guys. I want to see you guys, you know, accomplish that ultimate goal. It'll mean the world to me to see you guys do that. So, with that being said, thank you to everyone that came out for this event. It's been a great honor, and my career ends here. So, I'm very excited about that. I was able to come back home in Houston and do it. Thank you.
Andre, can you, I know there have been so many great moments, but the one that sticks out in your mind, and is there one game that sticks out in your mind?
We were talking about that earlier. It would be the game against when we won our first playoff game. That's probably like one of the best feelings in the world because you know, we waited so long to get to that point and accomplish it. So the first win against Cincinnati.
Andre, a lot of guys you've mentored are in this room. What are some of the things you wanted to pass on to them, just in terms of your example that you set on the field and off the field?
I think the biggest thing is just doing it the right way. Coming to work every day, putting in the work. You know, you just don't go out on Sundays and just, you know, play and put up the numbers by just showing up. You know, you have to put the work in. You have to make sure you're on the same page with your quarterback, you know, with your teammates. And that's what I just tried to instill in the younger guys, you know, when I was playing.
Andre, you talked about your love for your teammates, but the love you're getting here with them right now, what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. Like I said, it's, you don't really, this is what you get in the locker room. You know, the camaraderie, you don't really get that from the outside. And, you know, these are the guys that I were around every day, you know, working out with, you know, on the field, battling to win games. You know, you develop a camaraderie that's, you know, it's unmatched. And it's something I guess I really can't put into words, but you have to be in the locker room and go through it to really understand it.
Andre, 5 years from now, you'll be eligible for the Hall of Fame. How important is that to you, and have you started thinking about it yet?
People have mentioned it to me, but I haven't thought 5 years down the road. But if it happens, it'll be a very exciting time.
This is for Rick and Cal. I know you guys will have to figure it out, but do you have any idea how you will eventually, you know, honor Andre, whether it's a Ring of Honor or Texans Hall of Fame, anything like that?
Yeah, we're having those conversations, Brian, and we are absolutely planning to have something in the fall for Andre to recognize him at one of the games this fall.
What advice could you give to the younger players that's coming up as far as high school and college, the ones who watched you over your career? What advice would you give them to get to the pinnacle and the point to where you are?
Well, I would tell them, any high school player, to take advantage of your opportunity, use your resources around you, your teachers and people, the faculty and staff that's there. I always tell people that because, you know, with me going to college, I was kind of battling my senior year, you know, to, you know, make sure that I had the right GPA and things like that. So I would tell them not to procrastinate and get started on it early. As far as the college level, just play football, make sure your grades and things are right, you know, because we're a student athlete first. And just keep working. I think that's the biggest thing that got me to where I was at. Me working was the most important thing. I would never let anything else get in the way of what I wanted to accomplish, you know. I would never let anybody else distract me from my goal. I had a goal in mind, and I was going to accomplish no matter what. No friend, nobody could distract me from that.
Andre, with your foundation, you've done so much for Houston. Is that something you hope to continue to do? And why was it so important for you to be part of the community?
I always said if I ever made it, that I, you know, you just never forget where you come from. So I felt like playing here in the city of Houston. You know, people get to see you on TV. They never get to see you in person. So to be out there interacting with them and doing things for them, you know, it gives people hope. You know, you never know what people are going through in life. You never know what kind of day they're having. You know, a simple handshake or a hug, you know, can change somebody's life. So that's why I choose to do it, and I continue to do it.
Andre, what did it mean to you when you heard Rick say that you, what you did will be the measure that every Texans player will be measured by?
I don't know. I didn't, when I played, I didn't do it to, you know, be measured up against anybody. You know, I just wanted to play and win, and I just wanted to do whatever I had to do to win. That's what I was going to do, so. I know it's a team game, but if I had to put the team on my back, then I was going to do that. You know, it didn't matter what it took. I just wanted to win, and that's just the way I approached the game.